give out and speak out what really matter about your brand and your mission and who you invite into your ecosystem and what does it feel like and what you do and how you do it and things like that. So that's a big part, to express your voice through the filter of me interviewing you, so that not only we get content, but also we get video clippets. So we're going to do reels with the interview. It's just fun.
Welcome to the Social Media Love Podcast, where you will discover how to get more clients on social media with proven social selling strategies. And now, your host, social media marketing coach, influencer, speaker, and founder of Social Media Love, Angelique Binet.
Social media, love it or hate it? In a world where the average daily screen time is almost 7 hours a day, including social media, how can women entrepreneurs get a piece of this marketplace and finally fall in love with their fear of becoming visible, i.e. sharing their voice, ideas, stories, irresistible lucrative offers, beliefs, leadership and expertise with a community of like-minded individuals in a way that feels good, genuine, and healthy. This show is exactly about this. Via storytelling, interviews, and social media marketing tutorials, every week we add a piece to the puzzle. Welcome to Social Media Love Show, and welcome to the conversation. Hello. I want to have a conversation with you around your voice. Your voice. How do you use your voice on social media to promote your services, your events, your programs? And what does that mean exactly? So very often when I first have a conversation with a woman entrepreneur, an expert, leader, some of them say, like, I'm not sure what my voice is. And I don't have, you know, a message that is earth-shattering anyway. So I'm going to give you a few kind of exploration paths to go through and how to apply this to your content. But, and also I want to share my story, how I discovered my voice. And I'm just going to ask you to open to the possibilities of what you may discover as we go through this session together. So if you don't know me yet, I'm Angelique Binet. I'm the founder of Social Media Love. As you can see here, your voice matters, and I help women entrepreneurs and experts to fall in love with their fears of becoming visible online and go from unseen to being discovered by their ideal clients through content that speaks to their clients, but also that speaks to the level of the depth of your voice. So number one, the thing is, because I know it's very uncomfortable, I want you to see that your voice is actually this thing, voice. So if you are not accustomed to do a lot of videos online, whether it's reels or lives on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, an exercise that really helped me discover my voice, even before talking about the intangible definition of voice, is to hear your voice. You know when you are at Starbucks and they call your name? Angie! That's what I put for my name. And then everybody hears your name and you're like, oh. So it's first, this is me. So, but when you use your voice inside out, you're going to hear the echo of your voice. And maybe you never realize when you talk to your partners, to your colleagues, teams, but I want you to even go in front of a mirror. What we do in my workshops is that you take your phone, you go on photo, you put on video, selfie mode, and you go, and you're like, push video. This is my voice. Listen to your voice. Because this is magical. This sound is coming from you. And when you use your voice, that is the audible voice, but also that voice translate into your post, translate into the way you explain your programs, the way you show up on social media. So number one, I want you to hear your voice. Can you record a video? And if you don't want to see the video, close your eyes and just listen to your voice. Your voice is really what's going to make your digital footprint remarkable. This is also how people are going to recognize you. I don't know if some of you have used AI yet, but when you use some of the tools with AI, you can add some prompts that says, you know, use the voice of, and then you mention a name. For example, use the voice of Tony Robbins. And then AI is going to actually give you some copy, whatever you're working on, with the voice of. So I want you to be open to the idea of discovering what is your voice. What is a voice? What are the, and one of the exercises we do in my workshops is I help you, if your business was a human or was a soul, what is the kind of the type of values that that person would reflect? Also, of course, if it's your business, you probably have some values in common with your business. But for example, you know, social media love, just by its name, love is one of the core value. So no matter what you're going to hear me talk about, show up on a stage, or even the book I'm writing right now, it's all about love. If I start working with a new client, I'm going to make sure she feels safe and loved. And I'm going to make sure that she knows that it's okay to show love on social media. That's one of my core beliefs, and that's what my brand is about. So your brand, what is the voice of your brand, right? What are the key values that you're in the world of your business that your client's going to recognize? If you do a Facebook Live, a LinkedIn post, what is the one thing that I'm going to recognize and say, oh, this is the voice of whatever your name is or your business is? So I want you to start, I'm going to give you a prompt. You know, in the world of your business and you as an entrepreneur, what is the thing that you want to be recognized the most in terms of a value for your business? Because this is going to help you show up in your post in the alignment of that value. So that's number two. The third thing that I want to help you with in terms of finding your voice online is to spend some time thinking about what is the world movement you are part of. What is the big picture thing that you maybe haven't think of yet, but your business is the vessel for participating to a bigger movement than you think. So for me, and it took me a few years to put a name on it, but you know, my mission is to amplify a woman's voice online and offline, one post, one video, and one belief at a time. And I use my business to empower women. So woman empowerment is the movement I belong to. Which, listen to this, because once you find your movement and you're going to be able to share some content that I call the 360-degree content that relates to that movement, but that doesn't have to be specifically about your business. Because all of you, and I know a lot of you here, you are in business to change the world at some level, right? And what is that movement you belong to, and how could you infuse more of that in your content every week? For example, what do you stand for? Like, what are the things you are known for? Maybe you never show online, but that would benefit maybe a client, a potential client of yours, because they would recognize themselves in the value that you share. Okay, so what do you stand for? What do you stand against? Do you, so for me, you know, I love anything around so helping women amplify their voice. So that's why yesterday I felt very compelled, because it was Women International Day, a post about one of the women in our community who is really the spokesperson to end domestic violence in the part of the world where I live. And so what is the correlation between social media marketing online and this? It's the place and the power and the voice of women, right? So that's why I want you to open your antennas here. And what is the bigger movement you're part of? And how could you start to sprinkle some of that in your content? So that remember, there are some data around this. People don't buy thing or experience for the thing or the experience, but for what it represents. And more people are attached to what value is behind what they buy or do, right? So that's your homework. And I want you to know the last piece, so that's the fifth piece, how I discover my voice more and more. It's by what I call the butt on the floor process. So when I meditate in the morning or anytime, I go on my yoga mat, if you could see right there, and I go inside of me where I connect with my higher self. I connect with what really matters today, and I get downloads of messages to share online. And sometimes, you know, those messages are scary to share, but it feels so right. It feels inevitable. So I want you to go in and start exploring what is your voice saying out inside of you. Because sometimes, you know, we spend a lot of time in the tactics and the strategies, but inside of you, the woman entrepreneur, there is a wisdom that needs a full expression. And I want you to rely more and more on your intuition to deliver messages that are sometimes scary to deliver, because it feels like, oh my God, what if, you know, people don't like me after I said this or that, you know? So I want you to play with this, with your intuition. And if any of this that I'm saying here like ignite something within you, let me know. I need to know if this helps you, because this is a process that we use in the Visibility Accelerator Premium Program. It's a one-year container where you work one-on-one with me, and I want to invite you today to join me if you feel that would be very cool to access that part of you as a marketer. How do you connect with that part of you so that you translate this into content creation? So this is why when you work with me, not only you get private one-on-one with me every week, like I am in your back pocket basically, but what we do is that we work your content using the deepest part of you so that it resonates with the message you want to share with your audience, okay? And then not only that, we also do all the machine that is behind. So whether it's your landing pages, maybe you have some landing pages already, but it needs to be upgraded or updated, making sure that your sales process, the way people, you know, once someone find you online for the first time, what is the step-by-step process before they land in your client cluster, right? So we kind of build all of this together, or optimize all of this together, copywriting, a post, email marketing, anything yet that you need to automate, like booking your calendar is something we love to do. And how to speak your voice online. And so the way we do that, we use interviewing. So I'm a journalist by trade originally. So I love interviewing women. That's how I went from journalism to the work I do. So what I do with you, I interview you. And from being interviewed by me, you're going to juice all the things that sounds like your voice. You're going to remove the filters because we're going to be in a deep conversation. And then you're going to start really give out and speak out what really matter about your brand and your mission and who you invite into your ecosystem and what does it feel like and what you do and how you do it and things like that. So that's a big part, to express your voice through the filter of me interviewing you, so that not only we get content, but also we get video clippets. So we're going to do reels with the interview. It's just fun. So all this to say that if you are interested to have someone who is in your back pocket to not only work on your content strategy for social media, but also maybe revamp your offers. That's something we always do. We always start with, what do you have for sale? What do you sell? How you sell it? For who do you sell it for? And then we go back to your clients, ideal clients. We interview them, making sure that you have your content marketing that is aligned with who you're talking to online. And then we do that as a collaboration. We co-create everything together. You have access to my VA. I have two VAs that helps you at a very, you know, fraction of the price that you would hire a VA. And then we do the work of your mindset, because when you have all the strategies and all the tactics, it takes that you are ready to receive new DMs, new clients, new opportunities for speaking gigs, new workshop to teach, etc., etc. So for this, you need to be ready in your mind and in your body. So that's why we involve a lot of somatic work in the work we do online. So this is not for everybody. I want, you know, to work with women who already have, you know, a business that has offers, that you sold your offers multiple times. I would say, you know, price at $1,000 or more, a minimum of 1,000 people in your audience. So whether you have an email list, LinkedIn, Facebook profile, Facebook page, when you add up everything together, it should be around 1,000 people. And then you are a service-based entrepreneur, because that's the woman I work with. And if you feel that it fits and it speaks to your heart, I want you to book a call with me. I'm going to put the link around this video. Don't delay, because the work is not only the work for your business, but it's going to help you become the woman you really want to become, the woman who has the confidence to show up online, the woman who wants to sell her programs from that place of excitement and joy. So reach out to me. I really am excited to see who's going to jump in, and we'll have a conversation and see if we're a match, if what you're looking for is what I can help you with. And then from there, you'll decide if it's a go or not. Okay. I'm going to let you there. I want you to tell me if that helps you, those 5 points around how to use, discover, explore your voice online. Ciao, ciao.
You've been listening to the Social Media Love Podcast from Angelique Binet. If you want to grow your product or service business with social media, visit socialmedialoveab.com.